Anyone nearing retirement is probably eyeing their super account pretty closely, tracking its every movement. But wind back a few decades to one's younger days and you may well have been like so many young people now with little idea about or interest in what their super fund is, what it's doing and whether they've actually got not just one but multiple accounts. The Productivity Commission says that's costing millions and having long-lasting effects on young people, and it has recommendations for change that they released today. Nancy Notson has been looking at the report and speaking to some young workers about their super.
Louise Dixon has just finished uni and has a couple of casual jobs working in hospitality and media. Superannuation isn't really on her mind.
I don't think about my super that often. I more so focus on the amount I get paid every week because that's what I am relying on at this point in my life.
Retirement is a long way away for the 24-year-old, and like many others around her age, she's a bit unsure about where her accounts are at.
I have signed up to multiple accounts at one point by having a few jobs at the same time, and to be honest, I have not been keeping track of where my money is and if I should be putting it in the one account, so I don't know much about that at all.
Stories like this are fairly common. Young people and those with low superannuation balances just aren't as engaged with what's going on with their super, according to a new report from the Productivity Commission. And many have multiple accounts. In fact, unintended multiple accounts make up a third of all super accounts, according to the report, costing $1.9 billion a year in excess insurance premiums and $690 million in excess administration fees.
It's probably safe to say that currently the young people are the ones that are largely forgotten.
Josh Callaghan is the general manager of Wealth at Canstar, a research house which looks at the value of various products like superannuation.
They don't have large balances, they don't have high contributions, and so I guess when super funds are looking at their where they make their money and how they're designing their products, they're probably designing them for the segment in the market that have higher balances and have more going on in their super.
The Commission's report has made several recommendations to improve flaws in the current super system, including booting underperforming schemes from the industry and steering new workers towards the industry's top performers, with an independent panel creating a shortlist of 10 funds to choose from.
The Productivity Commission found or did some calculations to say that a new person entering the workforce, defaulting into one of these top 10 products, would end up with more than $500,000 extra in their super balance when they retire. So it does make a material difference.
The Commission also wants insurance in super to become an opt-in measure for those under 25.
This can have a huge impact on the retirement balance of young people as those sort of fixed costs of the premium can really, you know, draw down those super balances.
But not everyone agrees with all the Commission's recommendations. Martin Fay is the CEO of the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, the peak policy, research and advocacy body for Australia's superannuation industry.
It's hard to reconcile how we can improve competition by reducing the number of funds that people can necessarily get defaulted in. Moving to an oligopolistic situation of 10 funds, however we select them, it intuitively speaks to less, not more competition. And over time, incumbency in those funds would mean they would become very massive.
Martin Fay also believes some young people, like those in hazardous occupations like construction or emergency services, would need to make sure they have insurance. But one thing most people agree on is that young people need to pay more attention to what's going on with their super.
We have to make people aware of what is a rather harsh message. If you start saving now for your retirement, you will get the benefits of compounding and you will have a comfortable retirement. If you don't, and we don't support our retirement system, then retirement's going to look like Greece or Italy, where you don't have enough, where you have to work, where you're relying on the age pension and where you're a burden on the state and on your family.
So what do you need to do? Step one, consolidate your accounts. You can do this through the ATO section of the MyGov website and go online to compare super funds. And Josh Callaghan believes it's also a good idea to decide if you need insurance.
If they've got an existing super fund, have a look to see if they're paying for life insurance and just have a think about whether or not they need that life insurance. And then if they feel like they don't need that life insurance, have a chat to their fund to opt out of that life insurance so they're no longer paying premiums for something they don't need.
Josh Callaghan from Canstar. Nancy Notson was our reporter.